my name is Paul Rehm, R-E-H-M, from South Westerlo. In high school, our teacher said that a good news report had to answer the five W's: who, what, where, when, and why, plus how. Over the years, though, I've come to believe responsible journalism calls for more, and I was reminded of that listening when you aired the NPR report this morning, reminding us that America's prison camp at Guantanamo is still open, that its 40 detainees have been locked up there awaiting trial for nearly 20 years. How is there to be an outcry, a call for action, when NPR's supposedly responsible journalism doesn't even mention that the men exist?
Hi, it's Debbie Thornton from Sheffield, Mass. And I just heard this Saturday night, and I just heard that song about the Catskills. Well, I was born in Ithaca, grew up in Syracuse, but the Catskills are very much part of our lives. And I've never heard it before. It was really great. Thanks.
My name is Earl G. Mack. G for George. I'm an old guy, 93 years old. That's more than seven ages. Well, anyway, I was shipped off to Las Vegas, Nevada on the 27th of December last year, and I remained there until about the middle of April this year. I must tell you, as far as radio out there, that is the bleakest thing there is. With the dumbest of dumb luck, I kept floundering around on the radio, and at one point I came to things where it was offering radio stations in numerical sequence. So I sat there and I kept listening, KNPQ, and then finally, ta-da, KNPR. Oh, wonderful. Yes. There were names like Martin and Green, no Allen, but Lord, KNPR, public radio, just absolutely wonderful. Oh, to find something like that. Oh, I cannot tell you how wonderful it was. Allen, we'll have to ship you out there so you can blast off a little bit once in a while. And, of course, now that I'm home, I do listen to WAMC. I have a wonderful time. And all the people at WAMC, yes, not just one person, it's the whole group.
Hello, it's Tuesday, and in the afternoon I listened to Professor Gottlieb's commentary, and my comment is it was brilliant. And people need to hear this message more and more. And I really appreciate the message very much. Right now I'm in Victoria in British Columbia in Canada. My name is Lois Siegel. I'm from Amsterdam, but I'm out in Western Canada presently. Thank you for all you do. Your programs are just superb. I normally don't listen in the middle of the day, but I just happened to today, and I really like Professor Gottlieb's message very much. Here's to you.